Shalom Aleichem. Well, I hope you haven't gotten carried away with the title this time. Pinchas, Tovshin Pei Beis. Subtitle, Taking Responsibility. If you are waiting for a wave of Tinkerbell's wand, forget it. This is not meant to be sour grapes. It's just a means of introduction to a very fascinating approach that the Sfas Emes introduces. And we're going to see a number of Sfas Emeses on the Parsha. Really quite enlightening. So let's take a look. The Sfas Emes tells us basically that this Parsha is indicative of a transition that is taking place in terms of the Jewish people. A transition from the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided the Jewish people in the Midbar, and a preparation already for their entry into Eretz Yisrael. So let's take a look. Sfas Emes notes. He says, Smichas Parshios Elu, Kahunas Pinchas, and as the Parsha begins with Pinchas being a recipient of the Kahuna, after the fact that he, on the one hand, killed Zimri, right, and Cosby, and at the same time he saved the Jewish people from the Magepha that had already broken out as a result of their inappropriate conduct. Then afterwards there is the Tzivu of Tzroas HaMidyanim to generate great enmity towards the Midyanim, because they were the source, after all, from Bilam, of causing the Jewish people to sin with the daughters of Moab and also the daughter of Midian and the Midianitish women in general. Uptiras Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. I'm sorry, Haminyan. Right, Haminyan, the counting of the Jewish people. Uptiras Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. So says the Sfas Emes, we are now restructuring the Jewish people. Ha'inyan hu, ke'ata hischil yos hanhoga acheres shel dor ba'ei ha'aretz. We're now preparing the Jewish people to be those who are going to go into Eretz Israel, no longer traveling through the desert. L'chein haya minyan chodash. That's why it was necessary to count them again. U'kmo v'dor ha'midbar, nitalehem ha'aron ha'koin, kach b'dor zeh haya ke'unas pinchas. That's a fascinating thing. Aron ha'koin was chosen, right? Hashem was bocher in Aaron. Pinchas, his actions brought him close to Hashem. His actions brought him to the Kuna. Very, two different worlds. What's the importance of this? So we'll see. But Pinchas bedin, right? Zachal lekuhunaso, unlike Aaron, right? Aaron is a matana. That's through the hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought down everything from the Shemayim, the Torah, the Man, brought it down. All from the Hisorus, the awakening of Shemayim, to bring down its connection to the earth. Whereas Pinchas, as it were, through his actions on earth, raises himself up. And that is through his efforts he becomes a Kohen. Yayalafi Yishtanu Sador, Shehishil Atalios Avodas Adam Visorus Shalamata Bechinas Torah Shebal Peh. Very fascinating. We're seeing the first glimmerings of Hanhaga of Torah Shebal Peh. Chazal in general say, upon Pnei Moshe, Kepnei Achama, Pnei Lo Yehoshua, Kepnei Alavona. Yehoshua is compared to the moon vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu as the sun, and the moon is always the metaphor for Torah Shebal Peh. It reflects the light that comes from above, accepts and reflects. And so too, the Jewish people, they receive what they received at Sinai, and now our job description is to apply it, to generate it, to expand upon it, Torah Shebal Peh. Through the way that we apply the Torah, right, to every act, to every object, to every occurrence, to every relationship, as it were, we draw out the Torah that's found in it. We generate it. V'chein k'siv, and therefore also, it says, tzror es ha-midyanim. Remember, he said, kunas pinchas, tzror es ha-midyanim, to create enmity for the midyanim. Aleichem la'ayev osam. You have to generate it in yourself. Klomar sh'ayakos ha-midyanim b'tziruf sinas b'nei Yisrael. Part of the process of striking the midyanim, destroying them, right, is combined with the idea that B'nai Israel have to generate this enmity inside of them for the midyanim. Now, what's the nekud here? What's the point here? So see the footnote. The Medrash Chuma says, Vayda'aber Hashem, etc., tzoros midyanim, lama kitzorim heim lachem, mikan amurazal imbo lahorgecha hashkem lahorgo. If someone comes to kill you, you rise up first to defend yourself and kill him before he... But you don't have to wait for him to actually draw the knife, right, or next to your neck, what do you call it? The minute you see he's coming for you, right? Haba l'horgecha ashkem l'horgo. And here, particularly because they were coming to be machti them, godol ha-machti al yosem ha-horgo. One who causes someone else to sin is worse than someone who kills the individual. You kill him, you've killed him in Olam Hazeh. You cause him to sin, you've destroyed his Olam Haba. Excuse me, you've destroyed his eternity. And this is how they have to view the Midyanim. And to generate the enmity inside of them and destroy them utterly. Interesting. Sam Sofer, this is something we discussed last week and discussed once many moons ago in Shmos, Sefer Shmos, that Paro is Osios Ha'oref. Ha'oref. In other words, his whole non-relationship with the Creator is the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Hashem panim al panim, complete connection, face to face. Paro is Ha'oref, the nape of the neck. He's turned around the other direction. No interest. Oref is also, Oref, the nape of the neck, is also Lashon Pa'ur. In other words, since the Midyanim introduced this idea, Bilam gave them the idea to be Machti Klai Yisrael through using the draw of the Midianitish and the Moabite women to draw them into Pa'ur, which is diametrically opposed to Yiddishkeit. It is a non-relationship. It's committed to a non-relationship with the Creator. Ha'oref. So if we have to generate the enmity, and this will be your success in conquering them, is that you have to generate this enmity. You have to take responsibility. So the Kun of Pinchas, through his efforts to save the Jewish people, he becomes a Kohen. Different from Aaron. Tzoros ha-Midyanim, awaken the enmity. The minion, the counting. I mean, there are different reasons to explain that, but here the Chassam Sefer is putting it in the category of things that are preparatory for a new Jewish people as they enter Eretz Yisrael. Tiras Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashom, because this is the end of this tekufa of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? This is the end of the tekufa. From now on, the milchamos, the initial milchamos, were all divine, supernatural events. Now, you have to bring yourself to be able to fight the battles of Hashem. Right? Different. Just as a side point, totally parenthetical, but it always bothered me, why is it there's a mitzvah to get rid of the Midianitish, as it were, women, and not the Moabitish women? Why? Do they do the same thing? So the Rabbeinu Bachya says, not the Moabite women. Why? Because from the Moabite women will eventually come David HaMelech. Interesting. Okay. The Chizkuni says, and I do that perhaps a little bit easier for us to hear. I'm beginning of the Rabbeinu Bachya also, but the Chizkuni says, because the Moabites were motivated by fear. They were afraid. They're afraid that we're going to... We had already taken the land that initially belonged to them but had been taken in the interim by Sichon. Perhaps we'll do that to them also. They were afraid. Therefore, there's no claim against them to destroy them. It's supposed to be Midyanim. They involved themselves unnecessarily. Fine. Further. So this is one discussion. This is one discussion. He mentions over here the kuna, so is what he called the enmity towards the Midianim, the new counting, and the passing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Fact is that if for some reason in this initial Sfas Emes, he left out the korbanos, the tzmidim, and the musafim, which he does discuss in other paragraphs. I'm not sure why in this first one, initial one, he left it out. Right? It's not the first one, actually, but just in Tefresh Mem, I'm not sure why. But in any event, I mean, he's already said it. He said it in earlier years. The idea of the Tzmidim and the Musafim. Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shem Moshe l'mor tzavetz b'nei Yisrael v'mato aleihem es korbani lachmi l'Yishai reach nivuchi tishmu lak livni b'moado. Says Rashi, yeah, tzavetz b'nei Yisrael ma'amor l'mala. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad sheta mitzaveini al bonai. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was insisting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoint, and he saw this as part of his responsibility as being the leader of the Jewish people, the teacher of the Jewish people, that he should insist that Hashem should appoint a leader who can go according to the spirit of every individual, who will be able to enter into the mindset and be able to, on the one hand, lead them as a group and bring them together as a group, and yet be able to understand the individual. And the Medrash, the cites, Rashi cites over here, that the juxtapositioning of this request on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu is succeeded by the korbanos, and to which the Chazat Rashi says that this is a ki'ilu, like a prince, right, a king whose queen is passing on, i.e. the king in this case being Borei Olam, Lahavdil, and the queen in this case being Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, please take care of the children, right? I do this for them and that for them and next thing, etc., etc. And the king says, perhaps before you tell me to take care of the children, you should remind the children to have a proper attitude and relationship with me as well, so that recall things will go kesader. And that is the korbanos. In other words, instruct them to cover the korbanos. Says the Sfas Emes, Pasuk Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael, right? Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael. Barashi, Bebedrish, Achata, Misaveni, Al Bonai, Tzave, Bonai, Alai. Fine, that we just mentioned. What does this mean? What does this mean? He says the concept of the Tzmidim, the concept of the Musafim, the concept of the Korbanos Tzibur, who Bechinas HaKorbanos, Bechin Tfilash, Bemokam Tzmidim, Iskan, Vu Avodish Velev, Ki Aide Yishtokakus, Belev, Lizdabik, Beshorish Elyon, Im ki ata nafalnu achoranis yecholin lachzor limekomino arishon. Fascinating idea. Everything was initiated almost unilaterally in the Midbar. By Har Sinai, Matan Torah, from above, down below. Now, we've fallen away from that. There's been the Chita Egel, there's been the Chita Meraglim, there's been the 38 years in the desert, there's been a lot of stuff, a lot of water's gone under the bridge. The korbanos reestablish the relationship. Tefillah reestablishes the relationship. We learn Hashem's Torah, but how do we recreate the fabric? How do we recreate the canvas upon which we will paint our lives of Torah? It's through tefillah, it's through the korbanos. We can return, however, yicholin lachzor lemekomeinu arishon. V'zeu shomer asui b'har Sinai. Fascinating, it's diak. Right, with regard to the korban tamid, right? It means I use asiyah b'har Sinai l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. So, why am I mentioning all this tamid asiyah b'har Sinai? Specifically, they learn things from that. Truth is, the Sfas Emes has some special diukim in there, but I'm not going to get involved in that at the moment. The idea of Asiyah Har Sinai is what happened at Har Sinai was the fusing of the heavens with the earth, of the Jewish people, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu coming down to Har Sinai and bringing himself into direct and complete connection with the Jewish people. We lost that because of what he called, because of the Chet Egel and subsequent, etc., etc., etc. But once we experience that, we can always reclaim it. How does it work now? So toughing it out from below to rise upward. Even though we've fallen off our madrega, we can return to that place that we initially inhabited in connection to Hashem. In the Olas Tamidus Yab Har Sinai, Shayidei Shekvar Hayinu B'Madrega Elyona B'Har Sinai. Since we've already tasted that level of connection, Har Sinai, Dechtiva Yevir Hashem Al Har Sinai, Yecholin Shuv Ata, we can once again, L'Halos Atzmeinu L'Shamayim, we can bring ourselves back up to Shamayim. Tor Sheval Peh. The approach of Tor Sheval, not just the limud of Tor Sheval, but the approach of Tor Sheval Peh, that we need to bring ourselves up, and that is accomplished through the Korbanos and Tefillah. Fascinating. This sentence is fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu is he gave us Torah. V'chein yispal Moshe Rabbeinu v'sholom ki nechsiv eschanan v'lomdu chazal dinei tefillah b'tfilosa shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for us many times. Here Moshe Rabbeinu is davening it for himself. The Torah is making us, giving us the ability to be privy to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah for himself. Says Hashem, it's not only a tefillah for himself. He's instructing us. You can reclaim what you think you've lost in connection through tefillah. And we learn from many dinim from this. Initially Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching him Torah, clarity from above. But you know what? Sometimes it's not all that clear. And sometimes you need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and reconnect. You'll get Siyata Deshmaya, but you've got to start. Isarusa Dilatato. The Isorus, the awakening from down here below. No shortcuts. No protexia, as they say in Israel. Let your actions bring you close. Fascinating. This is the union of the korbanos and the tefillos. Continues the Sfasemes. Again, what can I say? These are all Sfasemes, but they're incredibly, incredibly important. The insight he gives in here is just mind-boggling. The Parshas Atzmidim, Ubedrashas Chazal, Ad Sheta Mitzaveni Al Bonai, Tzavei Bonai Alai. Fine, we saw that. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosen Shefa Parnasa V'Chaim. What's the idea of the Korbanos, in the schools of the Korbanos, right, the Shefa comes down from heaven. Hashem's Bracha enters the world. Wait a second. When there's no Korbanos, for a Goyim, how is there Shefa in the world? The Rabbon Shalom, the Creator, sustains the world. The Tishmeru that he's saying over here, right? Tishmeru lakriv liba mo'ado is you should be vigilant that the bracha that comes down, I should say that the shefa, plenty, the connection, the support, the parnasa that comes from Shemayim down to the earth shouldn't be in the form of a freebie. It should come through your merit, through your avoda. It's similar to a mashal. We know that a person comes down to this world with a package. Again, this gets involved with the very deep ideas and ideas that were upon which there's a lot of discussion and perhaps disagreement also. But the Pashtus, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, Banei Chayim Mezoni La B'Schus Ataliyel B'Mazla Taliyel. You come down with a package. Again, through Tefillah, you can actually change the package. Right? Naniach, let's say. Okay, that's also discussion. But let's assume that. Right? But through Tefillah. But initially, you come to a package. How many children? Will there be children? Longevity of life, bane, chaye, mizone, parnasa. How much will you have? How much parnasa will you have? Will it be betzimtzum? Will it be what you call it, berevach? Will it be expansive? Will it be limited, etc.? So that's what you call it. That's the Pashas Gemara. Let's say we're not coming to change it through Trilo. Let's say my parnasa is good. So if I don't daven, another guy, his parnasa is good, But he does daven. Because he wants to give recognition to the fact that he knows that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. One has translated the good in his life through his tefillah, through his statement. Right? Through his statement that it's all from Hashem. He's transformed into an act of avoda. He's transformed it into an act of expressed bitachon. Hashem, where do I have it from? I have it from you. Because the person's taking it for granted. Now they could look, their lives could look, you know, mirror images of one another. Same tract house in the suburbs, same lovely spouses, same lovely children, same lovely cars, same lovely bank account, same lovely manicured lawns, same lovely, same lovely, same lovely, same lovely, right, etc. At the end of 120, they go upstairs, and all of the shefa that each of them received comes along with them. It's part of, you know, okay, what are we going to do with this now? So the first person, right, they take this and they say, ah, you recognize this was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You colored it. You colored it with emuna, with bitachon, with your ma'aseh avoda. Fold it up and put it on the shelf here. And the next thing, and the next thing. Fold up your bank account, your checkbook, your car. You can fold up your car, your Lexus, whatever the case may be. Or beat up Toyota, like some of us are more familiar with. Right, etc. And you put it on the shelf and it's all very cool. Because, you know, whatever. Great. Great. I'm not saying a Toyota is more of a ticket to home than a Lexus. It really depends how you relate to it, as we'll see. Next guy shows up, same stuff, and they take his stuff and they put it in the incinerator. What's the story? We had the exact same life. We had parallel lives. We had mirror images of one another, right? Like the Bobbsey twins. I shouldn't say that nowadays. Whatever. It was the same thing. His, you fold up, you put on a shovel, mine, put in the incinerator. What's the story? Because he translated it into an act of avoda, of emuna, of bitachon, of avodas Hashem, and you took it for granted. So for you, it was just a stage prop. For you, these were tools that Hashem gave you. You didn't recognize what they were, what their purpose was. Instead, they just remain stage props. The play is over. All the world's a stage and people upon it, players. Play is over. It goes in the garbage. We need to keep old paper mache. Fascinating. So says this Vasemis, right? He wants the shefa to come down in the schus of Klaus, right now and there, but also he says it comes down when it comes down, but derech avoda, it comes down, but tosefes meruba, tosfos meruba. Bracha. Not olam kim minhago noeg, not that the world just continues in this petty pace, you know, tomorrow keeps this petty pace from day to day. Yeah, Hashem keeps the world going, but when a person doesn't, b'derech avoda, not only has he colored what he receives through his emuna, through his bitachon, through his avoda, rather than just leaving it as a stage prop, but in addition, he also brings more bracha. Fine. Interesting. V'zeo shomer lachmi lishai tishmu shiyeh aydei reach nichoach. Right, what's the reich nichoch? A pleasant fragrance. Say Chazal, Kosh Baruch Hu says, the pleasantness of this is because my will has been done. Fascinating. And he gives an example of this. He says, just like the world was sustained through 26 generations through pure chesed before the Torah was given, with the giving of the Torah, now the world deserves a bedin. Once again, this idea of Hasuya Bahar Sinai, the Olas Tamid, right? Hasuya Bahar Sinai, the Reach Nechoach Lashem, is done at Sinai because at Sinai we got that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We got that connection that we're now able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into the world through our actions. They can cause the fruit, as it were, in heaven to come forth and to come down to the earth. The chol inyan ar kobonos, as the Sfasemis, will karev atachtonim layonim. That's the whole idea. At Maimer HaSinai, we experienced from HaSinai, and our souls fled us. Post Yerushalayim v'Har Sinai? How do we bring the reconnect the heavens to the earth? Well, also through Torah, but what creates the canvas is tefillah. Utchilas hakabonas zos ayah b'mayim v'Har Sinai. V'kirav tonam ma'akeinu shimchog at all, sel b'mes, v'darshu shu remez l'schiras mayim v'Har Sinai. The Rizal says that when you say in Birchas Kriya Shema, v'hakaveinu ma'akeinu l'shimchog gadol, we're talking about the experience of Mayim Sinai, not just the giving of the Torah, the experience of Mayim Sinai, that experience of clarity, of connection. Shom Yatzah Nishmasan, our souls fled us. Post that, we bring Korbanos. We don't have to shecht ourselves. The giving of the animal, the giving over of the nefesh, shows that we recognize, we identify with the Shekil, give our nefesh. We are His. That action of statement, that implicit action of declaration that we are yours, Hashem, creates that connection. And we're always meant to remember that. To feel, in this case, being in the place of the Korbanos. And he continues, he says, Pasuk says, "Savas ben Yisrael amar talem es korbani lachmi li Yishai reich nichochi tishmeru lakriv li b'moado tishmeru to guard to wait. One should relate in anticipation, in yearning for the opportunity to reconnect the heavens with the earth, to reconnect myself, my being, with my Creator. Lakriv li the shmi." Even though I know that through this I'm going to bring down Parnassus to the world. But that's just a byproduct. The eker of my recognition that my tefillos bring sustenance to myself, to the entire world, is the more fundamental desire that I be connected to the Creator. Shekol Ayom Hayachana Mirov Chuka. You hear this? We say Perish Tishmeru, Tishmeru, Lakrivli Mado. I should yearn for it. Says the Sfasemis. I should yearn for it. It's known as the Korbanos. I should yearn for it in terms of tefillah. To yearn to experience tefillah. To yearn to daven. Oh, this is so different from let me chapa mincha. Chapa, let me yotze. Let me just yotze mincha. I mean, the Mishnah of us tells us that a tefillah shouldn't be kva, it should be derech tachanunim. But that's talking about the order of the tefillah, tachanunim, I beseech you, I need you, I need you, I need you. But here he's saying even more than that I should yearn for that experience. Not just that I recognize that I need you, but I should yearn for the opportunity to give expression to that, to declare I am your creation. And that's why, of course, I need you. He says further that v'zeh kavanah shayach gam begolus lios mitzapin lebinyan beis hamikdash v'karbonos b'chal tishmeru lahakriv. I'm waiting for the opportunity to become close. Not just let me chapa mimcha. Zeh yishlanu chelik v'karbonos HaMikdosh Shehaya Oz V'Shiyibona B'mher B'Aminu Amen. Fascinating. So all of this, the appointing of Pinchas in contrast to Aaron, the new minion, the new counting of the Jewish people, right? The enmity, awakening the enmity against the Midianim, because, right, it's not just going to be a miraculous war that's going to come down from above and you just watch it. You're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to generate that enmity, because you have to realize these are people who are starting to destroy you, right? They're bringing to Baal Peor, Ha'oref, they're causing you to negate, to sever your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The passing of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tamidim, right? The Tamidim, which is working from the ground up, through our avoda, through our identification with the korban that's being brought, for our yearning to establish that relationship, for our yearning to establish a relationship of tefillah. In fact, the Kuzri says, these are the peros of a Jew's day. These are the auxiliary parts of a Jew's day. Not, oh, I'm going to chap one. I'm not making to mock anybody, because if I'm going to mock somebody, I might as well mock myself. Let's just mock the idea. Let me chap a mincha, right? Let me be yotze. It's upside down. So, you know, no one should take offense unless you're more concerned for my kavod. Further, Sfasetim says, on Tmidim Kisidrim Musafim Kilchasam. A new idea. We say this on Shabbos. Right? Tmidim Kisidrim Musafim Kilchasam. The Tmidim, so as Sfasetim said before, we want the daily order to come down, not just as part of the general order of the world, but to come out in our merit. And we describe the difference between, like, the two people arrive upstairs at the end of 120 and they make comparisons between their two balance sheets and how one is treated differently than the other because one exercises a voda and the other one didn't. That's Midim Kesidra. Musafim Kil Chosam. They're unique times. Shavasos, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh. Where it's Kihil Chosam, Halicha, says Sfasemis. Malachim, as it were, they are the standard order of the world. They're the shlichim, they're the emissaries of Hashem to send down his shef over here. So through the Tzmidim, we can either take that shef that they're bringing here and say, it shouldn't just come down because the world needs to continue because Hashem wants the play to go on, right? So we have more opportunities to be boker, etc., etc. But I'm stamping, I'm coloring, I'm signing my signature that as a function of my avoda, it's coming down. That's Tzmidim Kesidrim. Musafim Kil Chosam. Halicha is not something that Malachim can do. Malachim's feet are fused. Like the Pasuk says in Zechariah, we read it in Shabbos Chanukah. Right? Reference to the Tzadikim vis-a-vis the Malachim. Nasati Lecha B'Halchim. You'll be able to walk. What do you call it? Nasati B'Halchim B'Ma'om D'Me'Ela. Eilu. I'll give you the ability to walk amongst those who are omeid. Malachim are omeid. Feet are fused. They are who they are. It's all very clear. They're a higher madrega than we are at the present. But they have no wiggle room. They can't move. They can't change. Whereas what you call an oved can rise higher and higher and higher and higher. Therefore, at these unique times of Musafim Kilchasan, special times, not only can you stamp what's coming down, right, as a function of avoda, as opposed to just being the world needs to continue. Right? The story's not over. But you can actually be mechadesh. You can increase Musafim Kil Chosam according to our halicha. The neshama of Adam has this. And the Kedushas Levi, right, in conclusion, points this out. He says a fascinating thing. He says on Shabbos, in the Musaf, it says, Tikanta Shabbos Ratzitza Kubrasel, the main text of the Shabbos Musaf service. That's a backwards aleph base. And he says, that's exactly what's happening. All week long, Hashem is sending down from Shemaim, Shefa, plenty, to sustain the earth. We can either choose through the Tzmidim and through our Tefillah, through our relationship with Hashem's blessing, with Hashem's bounty, I should say, to color it with Avodas Hashem, right? And that's the order of from above down below, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav. On the Yomim Tovim, on Shavasos, on Rosh Chodesh, we bring a Kor Musaf. It's not Tmidim Kihil Chosam. We have the ability not only to bring down over here, right, and color it with our avoda, but actually to add, to change the Tahalich, right, Musafim Kihil Chosam. By connecting on these unique times, we can change the orders of things and increase, and that's why it's backwards. Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, Tzadi, Tikanta, Shabbos, Ratzitza, Kovnoseha, Tzivisa, Perusheha, Im, Sidirei, Nisacheha, etc., etc., etc. We're now sending it back up. We've worked on it all week, on this unique time, which is Shabbos. We are taking everything, all the Kedusha that we have infused in our interactions with objects, with experiences, with people, etc., and now we're sending it back up So now a new level, a new form of Shefa should come down. Fascinating. Fascinating. This is our world. This is our world. All too often, and this is something that the computer age has made us responsible for, you click the hyperlink and boom, it's there. We want everything to come automatically. And we need tremendous siyata deshmaya, because our hearts are so atum, our hearts are so encased in stone. We have to understand, though, that we have to take a degree of responsibility. We can't expect Hashem to awaken us totally. Again, He will give us unbelievable siyata deshmaya. Pisklu pesach kechudo shel machad, neyeftach lechem pesach kepisklu shel ulam. Open for me an aperture the size as the of the point of a needle. And I will open up for you an aperture the size of the hallway before the Beis HaMikdash, kepisklu shel ulam. Gigantic. But you got to start. We have to start. We have to start. I dare say that what the Sfasema said regarding tefillah, to look forward to tefillah as an opportunity to, not to just even get what I want, certainly not just to be yotze, but not just that, but that I'm yearning to redefine my connection with Hashem, so recognizing that He is the Mashkiach, He is the Magen Avraham, He is providence is over me. He is Mechayim Esim, He's totally omnipotent. He is Hakel HaKadosh, He is both transcendent and at the same time Kadoshi B'chol Yom Yaluch HaSel, gives us the capacity to connect to Him for eternity. He is the source of our identity, He is the source of our wisdom, of our understanding. Atachon El Ramdas. He is our hope for tshuva, for forgiveness, etc., etc. To re-clarify these ideas and to yearn to, as it were, to re-experience them in the tefillah motif. So they ensconce themselves in our heart and in our actions. That's a gift from the Sfas Emes in this parsha. So here's Hashem. We should take it to heart. And stop waiting for the wave of Tinkerbell's wand. Take some responsibility. And like I said, if we open up an aperture the size of a point of a needle, Hashem in turn will respond, not just in kind, but 1,000, 10,000, or a millionfold. Yitin Hashem. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Be blessed.